Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is all inclusive.
We're here with Chris White, Mississippi State, 2011 Senior Bowl. What's it like being down here in front of this atmosphere? I mean, all day long you've probably been talking team after team after team. Were you ready for it?
I gotta say I was. It's definitely a shock when I got here. We've been busy all day, and I mean, it's definitely a fun experience.
Now, I was down here last year doing this, and by the end of the week, a lot of the guys that I talked to said they actually wanted to be in practice and being in here. You think you might feel the same by the end of the week?
Probably so. It's kind of hectic in here, but like I said, it's fun. It's a good thing that, you know, they want to talk to us, and, you know, we got this opportunity.
Nice. Now, you had a great career at Mississippi State. I mean, you went all kind of accolades. I mean, when you got to Mississippi State, did you kind of think this is where you'd end up?
You know, you always have those dreams, but, I mean, everybody has dreams, and they always don't come true, but mine did hit it, and, you know, it's kind of 50-50 up in there, but I'm glad I made it here, and I'm definitely happy it came.
Now, getting recruited out of high school, you're probably a great athlete. Was it football, or was there any other avenues?
No. I played baseball and basketball, but I, you know, it's mainly football.
Mainly football, and for you, I mean, looking back, I mean, can you believe you're here? I mean, like, they're calling with that fast. It's kind of coming on.
It's definitely flew by, and it's hard to believe that I am here, but, you know, like I said, it's a great opportunity, and I'm glad it is here.
And it's a football game this week. I mean, you're going to have practice this week and everything, but it's also a job, and it's the first of many this year.
So yes, sir.
How is that kind of a mindset that you're going into the week? You know, it's not so much you and your Mississippi State teammates. It's some guys you might have played against, guy you've never seen before, and the entire NFL is down here watching.
Yes, sir. It's it's a job interview. You just got to, you know, stay on your toes, and you know, just be yourself. Because if you're somebody different, they're gonna find that out. And just be yourself and just have fun with it.
Like all SEC, I mean, you had 4th and tackles in the SEC. I mean, basically the top of the conference in college football. What makes it so special?
It's just every team. I mean, every team can beat every team. I mean, there's a good team, you know, but I mean, just every team's physical. They got good players. It's just a tough conference.
Now, I ask the guys that come on the show. I mean, if we put you in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to remind us that plays in the NFL now?
That's a tough one. I'd say Brian Urlacher. I'd just say Brian.
Say Brian. It's just a game.
Just throw it out there. Yeah.
And I mean, guys, just enjoy watching another guy like Brian. I mean,
I enjoy watching playing that, like everybody else. Everybody likes him. So.
And he just gets after it.
He does. He's intense, and he's a good ball player.
Now, have you had a chance to meet his brother KT while you're
not? I haven't seen him around. I'm sure I'll know his probably that guy. Green and black and yellow and all that stuff.
You'll notice him by that long chair.
Yeah.
Looking at these teams today, I mean, if you could get after any of these quarterbacks, I mean, who would you like to, if you could play that sack on Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Cutler, or Sanchez, who would you like to get to?
Probably be Aaron Rodgers.
All you guys, I've asked 4 of you guys that question, are all you guys said, what, it's because he's mobile? Oh, I mean, why would you guys want to say Aaron?
I don't know, because Jay, he seems like the kind of more quiet guy, and Sanchez, he's kind of young, and everybody thinks on him. And Benny, he's too big to handle well. So Rodgers, he's just the easy pick.
So he's easy to pick. Yeah, I like that. Once again, we're here with Chris White, Mississippi State linebacker here in the 2011 Senior Bowl on location. The NFL Draft Level Players Spotlight Show is powered by All Access Football. Looking at this week, and nobody has said this. I mean, not that they're lying, but did you glance at the rosters or anybody that you might be playing with, trying to take notice of, hey, you know, went up against him or anything? Because everyone said they just kind of got here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody's looked at the roster once or twice. I've looked at it just to see the names that I've seen, but I haven't really thought about, you know, playing against them or playing against them or buddies or whatever. So I took a glance. I can't really remember if the names are on there or not. So.
And lining up with some of the guys you might have gone against, is there anyone that's kind of sticks out? You're like, hey, you should go against this guy.
Well, I met Greg McElroy earlier, so I played against him.
And he'd be the quarterback of your squad.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, is that bizarre?
It kind of is, but it's just because it's just a week long, like you said, the job interview and you know, pass that, and you know, trying to get to the NFL.
Nice. Now, in terms of combine pro day type training, are you working out it?
Yes, sir, I'm working out business study.
Okay, you're staying in school.
Yes, sir.
And you're fit, everything, you know, is there anything you're looking gain weight, shift weight?
Probably about maintaining where I'm at. I don't really have gained a couple pounds, but not really too much.
And for you, I mean, thinking about that next level, if these scouts are looking at you, I mean, what are they going to like about Chris Whiten's game? What are some of the things that we think, hey, we want to improve?
What they like is just go out there and playing hard and just trying to play their play. And probably what I need to improve on is just technique and just really, I mean, everybody can improve their game. Nobody's perfect. Football is a tough game, and I can just improve on everything.
And playing in the competitive SEC, I mean, a ton of great talent. Some of the guys you went up, who's one guy that can like, stand out in your mind as one of the best you went up against?
I guess the opposing team?
Yeah.
Probably Cam Newton. I mean, you got to give it to
real deal?
Yeah, real deal. Yeah. Yeah.
But what makes him special?
I mean, being 6'6 and running a 4'2 or whatever, he's pretty incredible.
He gives a nod of approval.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Once again, Chris White, if you stay here on the NFL Draft Box Players Sponsor. Before we wrap things up, we always like to have some fun. It's called Sweeping the Corners, trying to get some fun dirt on you guys. Right now. If you could have your choice between a male runway model or the lead singer of a boy band, which would you prefer to do?
To do? What are you trying to do?
Like a profession. You could do one or the other.
Probably a lead singer.
Yeah, lead singer?
I don't like to sing, but I don't know what I'm a, like, I don't know, show or whatever.
Yeah, how about tomorrow? You going to do that tomorrow? You thought about that at all?
I got to do that tomorrow?
Do the weigh-in? Wait, well, you got to do that. I mean, it's kind of like a male wave. I mean, you got to
I haven't really thought about this.
You think about it now. Just so you know, rumor has it, guys do push-ups and sit-ups before they walk out, just to get a little
just I don't blame them. Dude.
Yeah, but it's a rumor, but there's
flex up.
I've had guys admit it.
Yeah.
Second question is, Mississippi State got a TV. How did they get that nickname?
There's a bunch of nicknames, I really can't think of, Gangsta Lou. Gangsta Lou is first name Lewis, but we call him Gangsta Lou because he gets mad about everything, so we call him Gangsta.
Fair enough. That's what it's about. If you're on America's Got Talent, you finish up to create your great football skills. Is there another talent out there? I mean, something that you like to do in your past, when you time off away from football that you do kind of well?
Not really. I can't dance or nothing like that. If I was on that, I'd probably get kicked off the first day of tryouts. I can't dance. I can't sing. I can play football and play sports and stuff like that. So.
Nice. And the final question: if you could go back one more time, play anybody, who would you like to go back and beat?
Probably all of us.
Now, if we would ask you last year, would that have been Florida?
Probably been Bama last year.
Well, Chris, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the NFL Draft Box Players Sponsorship.
Thank you.